every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Here we go. This is all the important news for a whole lot of people. Of course, it's about the availability of the booster from today for some people. It's also about the RATs, the RATs. Where are they available, if they're going to be available at all around? I mean, there was a bit of a run yesterday on the net, but I hear that they were gone very, very quickly. People just sit on the net looking for an opportunity. But we're going to talk about that with a gentleman who's got lots of information on this particular front, local pharmacist and national president of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, Trent Toomey. Good morning.
Morning, John.
Trent, just before we get into this, it does read here in the Courier, most Queensland pharmacies won't have stock of RATs available when the program for concessional card holders begins today, the sector's peak bodies warned. Pharmacy Guild Australia's warned, this is the Queensland branch, the stock of RATs will not improve for another fortnight. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is. So there are 6,000 pharmacies in Australia, John. Over 800 went live this morning. There'll probably be a couple of hundred more come on live over throughout the day. So we may get to around 1,000. But that means 5,000 pharmacies aren't going live today. And, you know, I just want to remind everyone that when we launched the vaccination program, not every GP went live on day one, not every pharmacy went live on day one either. So to have somewhere between 800 and 1,000 pharmacies go live today on day one of the program, whilst not ideal, it's not exactly a failure of the program either. It just means, like everything else with this pandemic, it's going to be a phased rollout.
It goes on to say that from today, 6 million concession card holders, including pensioners, will theoretically be able to ask for up to 10 free RATs over 3 months at pharmacies. But Branch President Queensland Chris Owen said that just would not be the case in most pharmacies across Queensland because stock was non-existent.
Well, there are, as I say, 6,000 nationally, but there's about 1,200 pharmacies in Australia, and probably around 200 of those will have stock today. For example, in far north Queensland, so our footprint, John, there's probably about 36 to 40 pharmacies. Four of them have the concessional rapid antigen stock today. So what we've done is we've launched extra functionality on the findapharmacy.com.au website. That's findapharmacy.com.au. So not only can you now book a vaccine for your booster or your kids' shots, but now you can also find out in live time which pharmacies have stock and which pharmacies don't have stock. So rather than, you know, camping out with your director's chair out the front of the Westcourt Pharmacy, you can now just check online. We laugh, many have been, you know, and just saves you time that you can get about your daily life and pop down when it pops up.
You know, when the people were going in for the PCRs, I thought, oh, Bunnings, they'll have a huge run on those $10 director's chairs, as you call them. I bet there was. Every 10th person was sitting on these rickety little things and moving them along every, I suppose, 10 minutes, about 5 metres. They must have been very long hours in the hot sun.
Oh, I almost need to have a bloody sausage sizzle for a charity at every pharmacy at the moment because of the people lining up in the morning. But anyway, it's you got to laugh, because if you don't, you cry. But listen, there will be more demand than there is supply until around Valentine's Day, John. So we're monitoring supply and demand through the National Coordination Mechanism, which has been convened by the Federal Department of Industry. And that brings together manufacturers, importers, distributors, and, of course, retailers. So we think by about Valentine's Day, demand and supply should equal each other. And then after that, in late February, as Chris Owen said in that article you've been reading, we should actually have supply exceed demand. But it's just going to be one of those things where we're just going to have to ask for a bit of patience and a bit of understanding as we roll it out.
Now, before we move on to the boosters, also the price, people are getting different quotes, but generally yesterday it was two for $35 and five for $80. Is that an appropriate fee?
Oh, that'd be the upper limit, I'd have to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be able to get a box of two, for somewhere between, $25 and $30, and you should be able to get a box of five for somewhere between $50 and $70. But, at $35 for a two-pack and $80 for a five-pack, that'd have to be the absolute ceiling or upper limit.
I saw people walking away thinking they'll go and get them cheaper elsewhere, but I thought, you're taking a hell of a punt. like you said, you know, there's probably only one in every six that are going to have access to them for a very short period anyway. Now, I want to move on to something else, and that's the booster day today. There is a bit of confusion. For example, what is it, 3 months? So we're talking October jabs. If you have your jab, obviously, up until whatever the date is today, what is it, 24? Up until the 24th of October, obviously, people think, oh, well, that's fine, but what if I was in the last week of October for my second jab? But from what I understand, doesn't matter. Any time in October, for example, because it's a three-month limit now, any time in October would make you eligible to go get your booster today, would it not?
Absolutely. Let's just keep it simple. If you had your second shot by the end of October, you can now go in and get your booster shot immediately. And we saw Victoria, New South Wales, ACT and South Australia reduced their four-month to three-month interval last week. The Commonwealth Government then immediately, for all pharmacies and GPs, reduced it to 3 months. So the announcement by the state government today in Queensland to go from 4 to 3 months is only for their mass vaccination hubs anyway. You've been able to go to your local pharmacy and GP since last week and get your booster shot from 3 months. So, you know, this is good. It just brings a bit of consistency to get rid of some confusion, because goodness knows we've got enough of that. But listen, long story short, everyone should have three shots. If you got your second shot in October, you're now due to come and get your third one. Let's just keep it simple.
By the way, if you had, for example, Astra's, your first two, what is the booster likely to be? Pfizer, or what would it be?
It'll be Pfizer or Moderna. All pharmacies, GP surgeries and the mass vaccination hub now can order both. At our mass hub, though, they're only exclusively doing Pfizer. You don't have the choice of Moderna. But at your local GP and your local pharmacy, you can choose. So some GPs are choosing only to do one or the other. Some pharmacies are choosing to do one or the other. My pharmacies all have both, because I think it's not my choice to tell you which one you choose. You can choose. But, you know, by and large, John, it doesn't matter what brand you had for your first two shots. It's a Pfizer or Moderna booster for your third one.
Now, of course, some people get very confused about how do we organise this. Can you step people through the process of booking? I mean, you don't want people queuing up outside for their Pfizer or their Moderna from 10 minutes from now after they heard about it. So how do they go about booking?
So you go to findapharmacy.com.au and you can book in at any brand in Cairns. So whether it's a Toomey Pharmacy, a Papalardo Pharmacy or a Kalana Pharmacy, it doesn't matter what brand, they're all Chemist Warehouse, everybody, they're all on that one site, findapharmacy.com.au, and you can book your primary dose, your booster shot, you can book your kids' dose, you can do them all on that website. Now, some pharmacies take walk-ins, mine do, but some pharmacies don't. So, of course, GPs, you've just got to ring them and do it the old-fashioned way. Pharmacies, you can do it online, you can call, or you can pop on in.
Excellent news. Thank you for this update, Trent.
My pleasure, mate. Have a good one.
That was very comprehensive indeed. Hopefully that answered all questions you may have about what's going on from today onwards. We're heading towards the end of this nightmare, I think. That's Trent Toomey, the local pharmacist and national president of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia.